The 1950 classic All About Eve contains one of the most famous lines in movies.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
That bumpy night is what Betty Davis is about to give her ever so helpful assistant Eve Harrington. Maybe she's too helpful. Eve is the next subject of In Character, our series exploring famous fictional characters and what they say about our real lives. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg zooms in for a close-up of sweet little Eve Harrington.
In an old pork pie hat and wrinkled raincoat, Eve lurks outside the stage door, waiting for a glimpse of the famous Margot Channing.
I'm going to take you to Margot. Oh, no. Oh, yes, she's got to meet you. No. No, I'd be imposing on her. I'd be just another tongue-tied, gushing fan.
There isn't another like you.
There couldn't be. But if I'd known, maybe some other time, looking like this...
Oh, you look just fine.
By the way, what's your name? Eve. Eve Harrington.
Actress Anne Baxter is Eve, playing opposite her in this scene, Celeste Holm, who once described Eve as having the manners of an ambassador and the morals of a pirate. Critic Bosley Crowther went even further. Eve would make a black widow spider look like a ladybug. She is duplicitous, deceitful, two-faced. She wants everything Margot Channing has, her career, her lover, her place on the marquee. Eve Harrington will do anything to get what she wants.
And she damn well near succeeds.
In his book All About Eve, Sam Staggs reports that the film was based on a story called The Wisdom of Eve, published in Cosmopolitan in 1946. Writer Mary Orr got $800 for her story and sold it to the movies for $5,000. In the magazine version, Eve Harrington is never punished. She spies on a star, steals a husband, and gets away with it. But in the movie, Eve gets stardom, awards, but it's clear her heart is hollow, her life empty, and she has her own Eve waiting in the wings. Why the difference? Sam Staggs says Hollywood was censorship central in those days.
Not only were sex scenes censored and scenes of violence and this sort of thing, there was a censorship for morality. That is, people who did bad things had to be punished at the end of the picture.
Sam Staggs sees All About Eve as an indictment, writer-director Joseph Mankiewicz's implication that show business survives on bloodsuckers like Eve. Actress Stockard Channing disagrees. A few years ago, she played Margot Channing in a benefit reading of the screenplay. Calista Flockhart was Eve. Stockard Channing says in any world, on or off the stage, a sinner like Eve would be punished for her treachery.
The hidden aspect, the fact that she would simper and hide things, and at least have snakes in the grass, you know, I think it's the covering, the hiding.
Oh, won't you sit down, Miss Worthington? Harrington. I'm so sorry, Harrington. Won't you sit down?
Thank you.
Would you like to
tell Margot and Lloyd about how often you've seen the play?
Yes, I've seen every performance.
Every performance? Well, then am I safe in assuming you like it?
I'd like anything Miss Channing played in.
Were you ever an Eve? Did you ever glom onto anybody, watch her like a hawk?
No, I never was, and I always yearned for a mentor.
Mentor is one thing, predator is another. That's Eve. In his 1998 play Collected Stories, Donald Margulies creates an Eve-like character. Margulies is a Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright and teaches drama at Yale. Have you, as a man of theater, seen your share of real-life Eves?
Have I seen my share of real... I've seen glimmers of incredible ambition. Yes, I have seen that, a kind of voraciousness and a hunger for recognition.
In Donald Margulies' play Collected Stories, a venerated author mentors a young graduate student. Over the years, Lisa Morrison, the student, and Ruth Steiner, the writer, become close friends. Ruth pours her heart out to Lisa, who uses Ruth's most private experiences to create a highly successful first novel. On television, Ruth was played by Linda Lavin. Samantha Mathis was Lisa.
You're not being fair. You're contradicting everything you ever taught me about writing.
Things you've got me doing, saying,
not
thinking.
You, Miriam.
Oh, please, you're either being disingenuous or very naive. Of course, it's me. There is no fact. There is no fiction. As far as everybody's concerned, it's me. So it might as well be me. Everybody knew you were my protege, for God's sake.
So
you're pandering to the public like some dirty tell-all rag.
No.
You know how that is. You read the book, you're guessing, you're smacking your lips, and you're guessing.
So what do I do?
It's my life, damn it! You appropriated my life!
The story of Ruth and Lisa, Margot and Eve, is the story of star and disciple, mentor and apprentice, even parent and child. Age superseded and, yes, threatened by youth. Wanting to be kind, to teach, to give, but not everything, not all of it. Such a complicated relationship, riddled with love, desire, fear, and ego. And when the younger person, the Eve Harrington, is an unbridled rhymes with witch, but cloaks it in sugar, you end up with a classic bad girl. Why do bad girls fascinate us so?
I think because bad girls and bad boys act out our basest instincts that we try to suppress, that our superegos work overtime to suppress.
In 16th century Germany, Lucas Cranach did a painting of Adam and Eve. It's at the Norton Simon Museum in Pasadena. Adam faces forward, large apple leaf strategically placed, kind of scratching his head. Eve, on the other hand, thrusts out one hip, writhes her arms above her head toward the apples, and looks right at us through slightly lowered lids. The picture of seduction. Eve as in evil. Eve, the corrupting femme fatale. No accident, then, that Miss Harrington, the ambitious heroine of that 1950 Best Picture, shares the biblical first woman's first name. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
We'd like to know what great American characters inspire you, or inspire the person who wants to replace you. You can nominate your favorites at our In-Character blog. We may put your suggestion on the radio. Just go to npr.org/in-character. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.